George Collins walked out one May morning when May was all in bloom. 'Twas there he beheld a pretty fair maid. She was washing a white marble stone. She whooped, she hollered, she hired her voice. She raised up her lily white hand. "Come hither to me, George Collins," quoth she, "for thy life shall not last you long." He took her by the milk-white hand, likewise by the grass-green sleeve. He's laid her down upon the bank, and never has asked her leave. George Collins cried out, "Oh, hold, and alas, so sore is this pain in my head." Merrily laughed the mermaid, "And oh, ever till you be dead." George Collins took out his little penknife, so sharp for to draw her blood. But she's become a fish again, and sprang into the flood. George Collins rode home to his father's own gate, and loudly he did ring. George Collins rode home to his father's own gate, for the help of his kith and kin. "Arise, dear father, and let me in. Rise, dear mother, and make my bed. Arise, my dear sister, and get me a napkin to bind round my head. For if I chance to die this night, as I fear in my heart I will, go bury me under that marble stone at the foot of fair Helen's hill. Fair Helen doth sit in her room so fine, a-sewing a silver skein. When she sees the fairest corpse a-coming that ever the sun shined on, she called unto her Irish maid, 'Whose corpse is this so fine?' They say it's George Collins' corpse a-coming that was once a true lover of thine. Now you go upstairs and fetch me the sheet, what's wove with a silver twine. Go hang it over George Collins' head, tomorrow it shall hang over mine." The news went round through fair London town, was rode all on fair London's gate. "Six pretty maids died all of one night, and all for George Collins' fate."